2008, 12, 31, 0106, 32. The Sad Life That Is My Existence by 03145SE. So close to the end of the year. Now should be the time for thinking up New Year's resolutions, looking to the future, and cleaning the slate from this year. But I just can't do that. I'm so very aware of how badly I've messed things up. Everything I touch breaks and turns to dust. I just wish for once I could make the right decision, choose the right path to take. However, this is the diary of a self-confessed idiot, and so even I can tell the chances of anything good ever happening are very slim. Even an hour ago, things seemed so much more possible. I was feeling quite happy after receiving some good news. More about that later. But then I stuffed it up again. I have a real knack for these things. But I was talking to my best friend Kat, and we were having a joke about our shopping trip to Meadowhall yesterday, and about how the prospect of becoming lap dancers or prostitutes to pay for university. Then I had to say that the only snag there is that she would still need to lose her virginity. Her reply was that she knew why she wasn't. This was the moment where I should have shut up. But no, I went ahead and said, "When did this happen?" and was saying she had to explain now. Only after she suddenly logged off and didn't reply to my two text messages did I finally understand. She told me weeks ago that something awful had happened to her. Something similar to what had happened to me, but not the same. I should have put two and two together. I should have known what she was hinting at. I've blown it. She opened up and I shot her straight in the heart. I am a complete idiot. Now I know what you're all thinking. Well, it doesn't seem too bad. A small misunderstanding. But I'm sure this person's actually had a pretty good year in life. No. You'd be a bigger idiot than even I am, just to think that. This was no small misunderstanding. But that's by far not the worst thing going on right now. Lasai. I wish that real people were this easy to talk to. I mean, I talk to my friend Matt every day on MSN, and in person for several hours a day. Sometimes till 4 or 5 AM. But I'd never be able to really tell him what was going on. I really wish I could, but it never seems to come out right. I'll say it, and then we'll find I've completely missed the point. And even if by some miracle I do type the real problem, Matt is so clueless that he will skirt away from the issue. If I tell him something personal, then I want him to at least have a comment on it. I don't care if it's right or wrong. Anything is better than asking one question, saying, "Good, good," and then saying something about how I have to stay positive. That helps no one. All I want is some relief. I have so many secrets. I want to be able to tell him things. Like, for instance, on Sunday, I told him one of my biggest secrets, something which happened to me when I was little, and all he could ask was, "Who?" Then he said, "Are you over it?" I said, "Probably not." And he says, "Oh, okay." But that sort of thing doesn't really happen much, does it? It made me feel so insignificant and stupid. Lying my past problems were nothing, when I know they were much bigger than what normal people have to deal with. Oh well, I'm kind of having a major moan now. But since no one will ever read this but me, I guess I'm okay. I'm sat in the dining room now. It's nearly midnight, and I'm freezing, and the chair's really hard. But I don't seem to care. Everything has gone so wrong, so suddenly, and I don't know what to do. I'm used to feeling numb most of the time, and now I feel so many emotions at once. I'm confused. My eyes feel heavy with tears, and yet I can't cry. My body is cold, but my head is so hot I think it might explode. I want to lay down, think about everything, and yet I can't keep still. I want to jump up, run, run and keep running, till everything has gone awry. It's so small it doesn't matter anymore. I keep tensing my muscles, but all I want to do is hit myself, again, and again, and again. I don't even know why. Everything is trivial in this world. Fashion, magazines, hairstyles, clubs, etc. I just want to find something meaningful to keep me occupied. Because no matter how many times I shake away the suggestion, the idea of suicide keeps coming back stronger every time. I can't show affection. That's the one thing you should know about me. I don't understand love, and I don't care for many people. If my mum died now, I would not shed a tear. I'd be more likely to laugh, but I cannot hug even those who are close to me. If my best friend tells me that I'm a very good friend, I'll ignore the comment, or I'll pull her tongue, cross my eyes and pretend that she is joking. I hate that I do that. I know at the time that it's stupid. I want more than anything to be able to hug Kat and tell her she's the only person in this world I can really stand. But I can't. It's too hard. Back to Matt again. But the other week, I told him about my problems with affection and asked him for help, because, and I know this is corny and stupid, to me, he is like a regular hero. He deals with cats all the time, He comforts me no matter how cruel I am, and so I thought he could fix me. I really thought he could do anything, but I know that it was false hope, and I knew that it was at the time, but it was nice to believe in something. He didn't help me at all. He told me I needed to have a go at touching someone's shoulder or something, to see how it goes, and then try to see where the issue comes from. So, although it was hard, I told him, and then he moved straight on. But anyway, I will never be able to tell people I love them, or even feel love, but I'm a goddamn good liar, and so I can pretend. I'm broken. I always will be. I just have to learn to live with that. It's so funny how good it feels to write down exactly how I feel, because sometimes I just feel like I might burst if I don't get some relief. And in an odd way, I found an outlet for my stress and hopefully anger. Breathe in, breathe out. I told my best friends Kat, Matt and Jem that my dad died. I know what you're thinking. I may seem like a psycho from that statement. Honestly, I'm not. Actually, I can't really be sure. Anyway, I told him he was dead, because no one ever asks about your dad if they think he's dead. They just nod sympathetically and silence their burning questions. I did this because I can't stand to talk about my dad normally. Even the word seems to turn to ash on my tongue. It's dirty and disgusting and shouldn't be there. So I've erased it from my life. And yes, I do realise that it isn't there easy. Wishful thinking never prevails. But I'll never be caught off guard by questions about him. I hate him so much that just typing this paragraph has made my stomach turn. I could have just said that to my friends, that I don't want to talk about him. Ever. I'm sure they would have listened to my wishes, but I'm a coward. It would have been too hard. That's the other thing you need to know about me. I'm so weak. Everyone, especially Kat, thinks I'm strong. I never cry. I'm stubborn when I put my mind to something and I like to keep things to myself, bottled up and safe. But I know I'm a coward. I never address my problems. I do stupid things to keep my mind occupied. I manipulate people to keep attention deflected away from myself. I expect other people to fix things when everything tumbles down. And in regard to crying, I refuse to do that. I will not let people see how vulnerable I am. I will not be seen as an easy target. Crying is the ultimate weakness. And although I am weak, at least I can pretend to others that I am strong. The third thing about me, there are such a lot of things, is that I ruin people's lives. I break them, not intentionally, but at the same time I destroy people, no matter what I do. I always seem to hurt those I'm closest to. I have many examples. The first is my mother. When I was little, she was beaten and abused by my dad. I knew this, and I never told her to leave. Instead, I pretended I loved my dad. I was so selfish. Even worse, he did something atrocious to me, and I never told her. If I had, she'd have left him, and now she wouldn't be so scared, so nervous, and so addicted to alcohol. Every day, I have to look at her and know that because of me, she is dead inside. I was just interrupted then by her coming down the stairs and asking who was knocking. There was no knocking. I told her this and helped her back upstairs, and she shouted at me, accusing me of trying to stop her from seeing her mum. Then she said I was just like my dad. And although I hate her for saying this, she's right. I'm cold, and I hurt people. I can see you looking sceptical, but I really do break people. Just take my cousin for example. She was 9 years old and she came to me with a problem. I laughed in her face and told her that if she told the grown-ups they wouldn't love her anymore. She listened to me. And then a month or so later, I realised I hadn't understood her properly and that something wasn't right. But I didn't say a word. I was too busy being selfish, worrying that I would get in trouble from my parents. So I kept quiet. And then one day, Hattie stopped speaking to me. She stopped speaking to everyone and she stopped eating. She grew more frail. Her eyes were so grey and sunken. It was heartbreaking. I could have saved her then, could have owned up, but I didn't. Then, just before Christmas when I was 8, I was at my nana's house and I was made to go into the living room alone with Hattie to find out what the matter was. I tried to make her see sense, but she ignored me, and then suddenly she turned around and she said, "You said it was okay." And I knew she blamed me. I cried right there and then. And since then I've never cried. A week and a half later, Hattie died from my answers of anorexia, but I know I killed her. I can see you now. You're disgusted. You think I'm a vile wretch of a human being. I deserve to be shot, and you know what? I agree. So go on. Shoot me. But before you do, I should tell you the two other people I've broken. Actually, no, I won't. Not yet, anyway. Because I don't know. I just need a break before I go insane. I wish I could blame all my problems on my childhood and upbringing. But I can't. Because I've caused so many of my problems single-handedly. Wait. I think I might actually cry. Matt has just come online. It's like he's psychic. I was feeling so alone. And well, dead inside. But I can't explain it. I know what you're all doing now. You're raising your eyebrows and making knowing noises. Uh-huh. But you are Ryan. I do not like Matt in that way at all. He is someone to talk to, and although he rarely listens, it is nice for someone to notice me. Plus he's Kat's boyfriend, so put that all in your pipes and smoke it. I'm not an attention seeker at all. I don't do stupid, bold things so that I'm the centre of attention. I'd positively hate that. But occasionally, it drives me mad that no one, not even my best friends, really notice me. Sometimes I wish they'd give me enough notice to see what's right in front of them. You look puzzled. Oh, I get it. Even you can't really see me. I'm that invisible. Okay. I'll spell it out for you. I'm anorexic, and I self-harm. I sleep around, a lot, and I do drugs. But it's really the first two that are the issue. I wrote the others so people may skim over the important ones. Anyway, defending myself even when there's no need to. Anyway, stop avoiding the subject. I weigh 7 stone, and I'm 5'5". And so that makes my BMI 16.3. I can see that you are puzzled. Well, under 18.5 is underweight, and the 16.9 is severely underweight. And although you are shocked, I am oddly proud of my achievement. Although I am most proud that my waist measures 22 inches, which is a size 0. Now you're all looking in disbelief. After all, I'm the short fat one. I can't possibly do that thing. Surely. But I kid you not. You can check for yourselves. As for the self-harming, perhaps another night. I'm tired now. It's gone 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm tired. Maybe tomorrow I'll get to have a real smile. Or not.